A new day is a coming. A new day is a coming. All right. I'll drop this third one here as an addendum to the last two. And it's mainly about black men, much like me. Remember in one of the ruminations a few parts back, a few episodes back, that we had talked about the factions of the black American male? Well, yeah, I think it's a new day for that, too. Now, I'll go ahead and just, you know, I don't have any notes from that, but I'm starting to see, I'll oversimplify it. Here's the oversimplified version of the factions of the black male. Okay. You got one group that is Pan-African. All right. The Dr. Umar Johnson types. You got one that's a unity type of person. Me. Psyche Soap. Hello. Me. And I'm more or less inspired by Martin Luther King's philosophy. Right? And then you got a third that is kind of a black conservative, dare I say. Yet they do bring up, you know, white supremacy every time he gets. And, you know, he's trying to be pro-black 3.0, basically. Because 1.0 was in the 60s, 2.0 was in the 90s with the Afrocentrism, cross colors and shit. You remember those days. And then now, 3.0, you know. You're trying to shut pro-black 2.0 down and not knowing that you're about to fall into the same trap as the other iterations of pro-blackness. That box, the nigga box, the pro-black box, you could stuff that box in your own box. Because that's bitch shit. If you still got a... Now, I'm not naive. I do know that racism... Well, I'm not going to necessarily say racism. Bigotry. There you go. See, racism is a form of bigotry, but not all bigots are racist ones, if you know what I mean. There's a bigotry, all right, but it's bigotry in the sense that the opposition doesn't like you because you have a Y chromosome. Not because your skin is dark, homie. You are stuck in the second iteration of pro-black. You know? And what you're trying to be is a newer pro-black. When in actuality, you're no damn different than the Joy Reids of the world. You might as well have joined that bitch's side. All right? And not too long ago, this country was united in such a way that it was really tough to call out racial discrimination. Racial discrimination is next to non-existent today. Even though the left is creating more of those types each day, you know, if that even makes sense to you. But you know, this is why I don't give a fuck about a color line in the manosphere. If you are caring too much about a color line and not up for unity, take your ass on the side of a Joy Reid. Because you're not on my side. I'll tell you the fuck now. You don't give a fuck about men. Take your ass to the pro-bliggity side. And be bliggity black, y'all. Because this ain't the 90s, bro. And I've seen what it was like then. It'd be nice to bring some of that shit back. Don't, you know, don't get me wrong. You know? But that CRT that you picked up in that little hip hop song or by your old ass grandparents, you better shut that shit down right the fuck now. It's about unity amongst brothers. And don't get me fucked up for some naive, kumbaya, weak ass plea. That's not where I'm heading. I mean, it's a struggle enough to be a man in America. Get that shit right, dude. And if there is some sort of a face of white supremacy, if there is that, if it does exist, it's got a pussy or it thinks it has a pussy. And is it against you? And it's against you because you got a dick. You need to put another, you got too much of a, I don't know. I think it's a macro lens. Are you going macro and I'm going micro? Or am I going micro or guys like you going macro? Who's seeing the big picture here? Who the fuck is seeing the big picture here? And that concept of blackness, miss me with that shit. Since when have you known Psyche Soap to give a fuck about that? That's really another form of that inferiority complex shit. I mean, no different than them black bitches that throw on hair that ain't theirs. And they cosplay as a Latina or cosplay as a white chick. Now, I get it. You're American. But all of the toxic traits of an American, you don't want to be that. As much as I hate using that T word. Oh, God, there it was. Toxic, right? But it is what it is. It's a new fucking day. Get with the program, youngin. Get with the program. You're supposed to be leading it, right? This is your generation's time, ain't it? Act like it. You see all these boomers stepping down, right? Don't make the same mistake they did. Relish this new day. Cherish this new day. And realize it ain't diversity that's our strength. Fuck out of here with that. We black brother, black. Nah, bro, you ain't being real. And don't get me fucked up for some Gandhi type. Don't get it all messed up either. I'm not naive. I do know that there is bigotry. But the bigotry that we talk of, that I'm speaking of, is the bigotry of today. There's also that bigotry of lowered expectations as well. You know? There's that shit too. And don't even get me started on that. But what I'm trying to convey in this third part, though, is unity amongst brothers, you know, in the sense that all wars are civil wars. Anytime it's a brother against brother thing, and I'm not talking about skin folk against skin folk, because not all skin folk are kin folk. In fact, there's more of them, black brothers, trying to get rid of your motherfucking ass than there is a white guy trying to do it. Than there is a cop trying to do it. You know? Stop trying to give us iterations of pro-blackness. You're no different than the ones you diss. You know, and over here to this unity side, there's no color lines here. And no, I'm not trying to hit you with no hippie kumbaya shit. There's a difference between the woo-woo and what I'm trying to get through you, motherfucker. All right. Whoever the fuck that was for, I think you needed to hear that. And I'm going to get back on in my business. See you in the next bucket.